就提前飞。
Welcome everyone to your ongoing journey or a leap into a new world of opportunity. Inside Japan Podcast is a stepping stone for your next adventure. It is a show filled with informative interviews, perspectives on local life, and how you can master your path into the unknown. For today, kick back and listen to the wisdom of our host, James.
James here, coming at you with episode number 135 of the Inside Japan Podcast, brought to you as always by jobsinjapan.com, the best place where you can get your next job in Japan, your best job in Japan, your future job in Japan sometime down the line, who knows? But you're going to go to jobsinjapan.com to find that job, my friends. Today we're going to talk about not only jobsinjapan.com, but for every job searching website. Solo show at you, coming to your first show of 2021. So hype for that. But we're going to talk about, you know, how to not specific. I want to not pigeonhole this too much because I want to keep some people listening, of course. But, you know, there's a thing on jobsinjapan.com called the video interview, on demand video interview. And what that is, I've talked about on the show before, but just in case you didn't know, it's a place where you can, you know, take an interview virtually. It's not even an interview. It's like there's questions and you record yourself answering those questions and then employers can see that. And not a lot of people are doing it, which is funny to me. It's kind of like, it seems silly to me that not a lot of people are doing it, because obviously if you're an employer, you're going to check the people that do the videos. So, you know, like you can just weed out the riffraff, you know, all the people you don't want to take to the next level. If they have video, you can check them out and then you can interview and see if you want to hire them. But not a lot of people are doing it. Not a lot of people, you know, are doing it. So I want to have a show all about that and why I think people aren't doing it, why I think it's stupid people aren't doing it, and how you can make yours great. And this also applies to everything about getting a job, how you can, you know, just present yourself in the best way to get a job. Before we get to about the part about the on-demand interview, of course, I have the links in the show notes page about where you can do it yourself, all that stuff. But pictures, guys, pictures. I've seen a lot of resume pictures now in my day, and I can say, you know, I've been with Jobs in Japan for a while now, it's shocking how many bad ones there are. Very shocking. You would be shocked if you saw how many bad pictures there are. Having a resume and cover letter, yes, your job is to make sure you stand out in terms of your qualifications, your personality coming through on the paper. But the picture is plumped someplace you don't want your personality to stand out, other than, yes, I'm a positive person, a professional and alive person. You know what I mean? Like, you look generally friendly. That's the only thing you're trying to do. You're not trying to get hired by your picture, right? You're not trying to be, I mean, I guess, I don't know how they do like model resumes in Japan. Are you supposed to look like a model in your resume pictures if you're trying to be a model? I don't know. But for 99.9% of all the jobs on earth, you're not trying to put a model picture on there either. You're not trying to put a picture of other people on there either. I mean, I'm laughing because I can't believe how many of those I've seen. You're not trying to put your travel pictures of you where you're, you know, in the corner of the image and the Great Wall of China is the star of the show. You're not trying to do that either. I don't know if I was a hiring manager. I know you can't really just, you can't, as people have said on the show before, you can't be these kind of small mistakes. You have to kind of let them go, like spelling mistakes, things like this. Sometimes you have to let them go. I mean, because there's not enough applicants or something, but it's very simple to make a good picture in Japan as trying to get hired in Japan. And really, what do you want to do? Be as boring as possible. And I say boring like it's negative. You just want to be as normal as possible. Your face is the star of the show. It's a headshot. Any clothes you show should be professional. So, of course, tie for guys, business-looking attire for women. Your hair is in your hair is, whether you're a female or male, your hair is in good order, and that's it. And you smile. And that's the end of it. I know some people say if you're trying to get hired for a Japanese position, they don't really normally smile. I think a slight smile is totally fine. You're not going to get not hired for a slight smile. But what you won't get hired for is like random pictures of you traveling, random pictures with your significant other, random picture that's all fuzzy because you took it 15 years ago, black and white artistic pictures, pictures of you standing with your bros after a night drinking. Like, I've seen all of these. I've even seen ones where people try to take pictures of them, like, doing their previous job. You know? It's just funny, but I guess people need to hear this. That's why I'm talking about it. I'm doing a little rant here now. Your picture should be as boring as possible. Not negatively boring, but boring as in you're doing what you're supposed to do, which is have your face be the star of the show, centered, and you look professional with a slight smile. I prefer a slight smile. If you don't want to smile, hey, that's you. That's all you, right? It's up to you. I say slight smiling is a good thing. But if you don't want to do that, you don't want to do that. It's up to you. But again, the other parts, we can all do that, right? We can all make sure that we don't have anything crazy going on in that picture. You're the star of the show in that picture, and there's no awesome landmarks of travels you've been in the background, and your dog shouldn't be there either, and your grandma shouldn't be there either, and it shouldn't be you with all this stuff. Okay, your kids in there. I mean, I've seen it all. So please, get your picture in order for any resume website you put your resume in. Get your picture in order, okay? Slight smile, professional, hair in good order. That's it, right? It's not too much to ask, guys. It is very much not too much to ask for that. Okay. So let's say you move past that stage, this very basic checking of common sense stage, and you have a picture now for your resume that is you looking at the camera, slight smile, professional, hair's in order, clothes in order, check. Okay. Now, I'm not going to talk about the resume as in the written resume part of that, because then, I've done plenty of shows about resume. Please search the backlogs of the podcast for those. I'm going to talk about this on-demand interview for Job in Japan, which everyone should be taking. So why aren't a lot of people taking it? Well, first of all, I think a lot of people just aren't really, a lot of people that are hiring, trying to get jobs in Japan, as I've seen now, the more I've done this stuff, is that people just aren't really caring about what happens to their resume or where they apply. They just apply everywhere. So jobsinjapan.com is just another website on their path of bukkakeing all their resumes all over the internet, right? Oh, Jobs in Japan is this extra step? I don't care. They don't even read it, right? That's most people on the internet that are applying for jobs in these kind of entry-level positions, which is what most Jobs in Japan are, especially when you're hiring from abroad, right? We can all agree there. I'm not saying anything controversial there. People are just saying, okay, they go to Jobs in Japan, they go to, all the other sites, they're all over the place, just spraying their resume all over the place and then hoping something comes back, right? You do have to know a little bit more about Jobs in Japan to know that there is this on-demand interview thing, and most people don't care, right? That they just go right past it. So that's why I think most people don't do this on-demand resume. But why should you, right? Why should you be doing this? Like ASAP, if you're trying to find a job in Japan, you should be doing this. I mean, there's no question about it. The whole point of, trying to find it, the biggest part of, I think, of trying to find a job is to stand out in some way. How much you have to stand out and how much you have to work to stand out varies by position, right? So if you're trying to go for the JET program, you have to stand out pretty significantly because there's so many people applying for the same thing and everyone's saying the same stuff about their, they take the top of the top, right? But if you're just hiring for these kind of other jobs that there aren't so many people applying for, you don't have to stand out that much, right? You don't have to stand out as much, I should say. So how do you stand out? Well, can you stand out with your resume? Yes, of course you can. If your resume is so overwhelmingly awesome, can you stand out with a cover letter? Yes, if your hiring manager is feeling gracious that day and decides to read it, they learn some story about when you were three, you saw the back of a Ghibli VHS, and it just changed your life, and then for the rest of your life, you've been doing things to be sure you can work in Japan one day. Okay, then maybe that'll get you the interview, right? But in most cases, resumes and cover letters are boring. And what I mean by boring is that hiring managers don't care. They'll read through the few sentence and say, see ya, or you're in, right? That's life. I didn't think that's how life was until I talked to so many hiring managers, and then I learned that is how life is. I know when we're trying to find a job, we're writing our resume so meticulously. You're checking online. You're seeing about the bullet points to write for your specific job. You're finding examples of other people that trying for the same job as you, and you try to match those bullet points closely, but not too closely, because you don't want to be just stealing it. But you still want to make sure you get hired because you know that person's resume works. So you want to make sure your resume works, and you're trying to decide on if your job at McDonald's in 1996 should be on your resume, even though it's not directly attached to your job that you're applying now. You're trying to decide, should I put that on there? All these questions are going through your mind, right? You're thinking about all this stuff. You don't know if things should go on there. And then you make your final decision and you push them in. And you're like, yeah, that's going to be awesome. They're going to really appreciate every single pixel of that digital resume. But that's not how life works, right? Everyone's busy. Hiring managers got hundreds of those things to go through. And they skim, right? At best, you know? And if they get down to three or four people and they got to hire one of them, yeah, they're going to get a little bit deeper. But for most people, most resumes that go in there, they're going to get lightly skimmed. And they're going to decide off of that, based on that. So how can you get out of that whole rigmarole? How can you get yourself above that level how can you get past that swath of a skimming level resumes? Well, that's to get yourself video interview, right? Because I can tell you, I know they'll say on the fine print, even if you don't have video interview, we're going to give you a chance at this. Everyone has an equal chance. That's not true. Would that be true for you? If you're trying to get someone hired to be a teacher at your school or an IT dude at your company, you're going to check the videos first. Just out of curiosity, if nothing else, especially if there's not so many of them. And of course, you're going to spend a little more attention on that person because you have to watch their extremely short interview to see if, hey, that person looks like a good fit here, or hey, they seem nice. And don't kid yourself. Sometimes that's enough. If they seem nice is what they think about you, that might get you to the next step. As long as you're not, lacking in other areas, that is going to get you to the next step, okay? Don't overthink this thing. We'll get to that part as we get to the interview. I'm not going to get next rant there. I don't know why I'm in this ranty mood right now. It's coming out, though. But anyways, I hope now you can understand why you should do the interview. To get yourself above the multitudes of people that don't do this interview, on-demand interview, for some reason, probably because they didn't know it exists. Because again, they're just spreading their resume all over the internet to every single corner and just hoping something comes back. I did that too, by the way. I mean, that's what I, many years ago, when I was trying to get a job in Japan, what did I do? I sprayed my interview out of the internet and saw what came back. Two companies came back. The first one was, scary. I forget what it was. Is it Nova? I think it was Nova. And they turned me down after the first part of the interview. Second one was Geos. They're both bankrupt now. But Geos accepted me. I don't think it was Nova, though. Wow, that's scary. I forget the first interview I had for Japan. Oh, well. Getting old. Things that were so important. There's some quote about that. Things that you think are so important today will be memories you forget later. And I think I just made that quote up. But it's close to a different quote. But yeah, you can quote me on that. That is care of ALT Insider. I spread my interview out to 100 places. Two places got back to me, and I got to one of them. And now here we are. my amazing time in Japan is now over. I'm in America again. But anyways, back to the point of this. So you now, hopefully, we're on the same page here. You're going to make yourself have a good resume and a good cover letter, obviously. Do you want to stand out on those? Obviously. Am I going to go over that today? No, because it just takes too long. But the more you can show your personality in those things, the better, as long as you still stick to the norms, right? Don't go too crazy, but make sure your resume is good. Don't put too much stuff on there. The less you have on there, the better. It was my rule of thumb. Multiple page resumes, I'm not a fan. I know some people think they're fine, but it's up to you. Check on the internet, see what you think, right? It's not important. Make sure your picture is in order, right? Simple step, common sense step here, but you are above these horrible, horrible pictures. If you're listening to this show, don't not get a job because you have this picture that includes your four dogs and your mom from last Thanksgiving and you think it's cool, so you put it on your resume. Come on. Okay, now we're doing the interview, the video interview. that you just record the answers. It's really easy to do. All you do is sign up for it. They send you a link. You go to the link. You do what it says. However, some people get to this step and they still mess stuff up because, I don't know, common sense is lacking these days. But if you get past these common sense steps, you'll have a much better chance of getting a job in Japan, okay? First thing, dress correctly. All you have to do is put on a nice shirt. I don't care if you just go nude. No pants required, my friends. All you got to do is show your top half. So what do you got to do? Make a dress shirt, tie, make sure your hair is in order. If you have long hair, put it back. You know, it's not like the end of the world if you have long hair. Of course, some places don't like it, but whatever. If you're a guy, I'm saying. But just make sure it's kempt and you'll be fine. Make sure it's kempt. Make sure your beard's not out of control. Make sure you have a nice shirt on and that's it. You don't have to wear pants. Pants are optional. Okay. Next, if you can, of course you can do this on your cell phone, right? But again, go the extra mile and don't do it on the cell phone because when you're doing your cell phone, it's just not as good, right? You can't control things as well. I know you can get a tripod and all this stuff, but if you can get a tripod for your cell phone, just use your laptop. Okay. It's just much better. Right. Make sure you have your presentable stuff. Make sure you think about where you're doing this. Make sure people are going to be running past you and stuff. Just you want you to be the star of the show and there's going to be no distractions. Right. Don't wear some kind of pink or some kind of crazy looking dress shirt. Wear a normal dress shirt. The star of the show is going to be what you're going to say and your personality beaming out of that video, not your clothes or the background or anything else. Right. Next, what you got to do is think about what you're applying for. Right. And think about what kind of person do they want. Above all else, you know, be what they want you to be. Of course, you want to be yourself. Okay. Of course, you want to be yourself. But if yourself is very quiet and a shy person, and you're applying to be this ALT at this athletic school in Nagano, you better get a little bit more active in how you speak and explain how awesome you are in these questions, right? Be yourself is the key, but being the role that you're supposed to be or showing that you can do the role you're supposed to do is the best, right? So you might have to change yourself a bit if yourself is very far away naturally from that role. You know what I mean? So if you're doing an IT job, you're applying for an IT job in Japan, you might not have to be this kind of active, kind of very expressive kind of person, right? Of course, you want to still be positive and friendly. You want them to think, hey, that person looks cool. Of course, that's the goal. Remember, that's most of the times, that's enough. That's half the battle is saying that, oh, that person looks cool. I want to talk to them more. That's the battle. That's what you're trying to do, okay? But in some of these, in other more specified positions, like, you know, let's say you're applying to be a kindergarten teacher, they also want to see that you are a little bit, you know, ganky, right? You got to show that. So make sure you know the role, be yourself, but above all else, have a positive attitude and be a little bit friendly, maybe more friendly than you naturally are, because again, that's half the battle here, my friends. Being friendly, being a person that the person watching wants to meet, right? Wants to say, hey, that person seemed pleasant. That's someone I wouldn't mind working with because you might actually work with that person in the future. Friendly, pleasant. Know your role, okay? Know the role you're applying for. Be that kind of person, okay? My third and final rule with doing these kind of, and again, I didn't say it, but these kind of on-demand interview questions are all the basicest of questions possible. What's your strong suit? What's your negative suit? What's something you want to work on? This stuff that I'm not going to go over because it's so basic that you could find the answers to online. But I'm not going to tell you how to answer this question, but I want to say this, keep in your mind. Show me, don't tell me is my rule of thumb there. What do I mean by show me, don't tell me? Because you can't show anything. Don't say, well, I think I'm positive. I think I'm very energetic. I love children. I think I'm going to show you how I can make a difference in these kids' lives and I want to teach them English, right? So what did I do? All that kind of stuff sounds great. Wasn't said the most smooth way, but you get the point. You want to show examples, right? Talk about examples of how you did that kind of stuff, right? Don't just tell them you are driven. Explain how you are driven by specific examples. Hopefully they're in your resume. There aren't, not a big deal. You can still just explain it. So For example, even if it's a volunteer position, last year, I can just make some story up here, but you know, don't make a story up, but I can, because this is my it's teaching tool. Last year, my church group had volunteered at a food drive, and I was in charge of the younger children there. A lot of the kids didn't want to take part in the activities we had lined up for them, so I had to learn quickly how to make the activities seem really fun and also kind of generally nudge people to do something they didn't want to do, even though it was fun. I had to kind of show them in different ways the activities, and not everyone spoke English that well, so it was a bit of a challenge, but I learned that using gestures and, you know, using your mouth and expressions is really, really key to helping children understand what you want them to do. After a few minutes, it took a lot of hand-waving and gesturing, but we had all the kids playing heads, shoulders, knees, and toes in no time, and it was really, really fun. I can't wait in Japan, if that situation happens again, to kind of find new ways to get people's attention in situation where they might not know exactly what I'm saying, but if I can use enough gestures and a you know, positive attitude, I think we can find a way. How would I rate that response? It was great. I would say it was 8 out of 10, though. I kind of showed an example from my past, and I told him how I'd use that on the job. Again, I pretended I was applying for an English teaching job, which, you know, I imagine most people are, not everyone, but most. But that's what I went with there. So I was kind of, I showed, I didn't tell. Or you could say I told first and then I gave an example, right? That's what you want to do. And again, this is not rocket science, okay? This is extremely, extremely not rocket science, the opposite of rocket science. But so many people, how many people, guys? I'm gonna post these. It's gonna be annoying, but I'm gonna post all the interviews I've had with human resources people on this podcast over the last 6 years. Okay, it's been 6 years now. Every single time they've told me, most of the resumes they get in the trash instantly because of some reason, right? If you can get past those stupid reasons, right, you are so far ahead, right? Right. And then if you could do something as simple as this Jobs Japan on-demand interview, now you're really rising to the top. I think everyone that wants to work in Japan should be able to do it. And I think anyone out there that has course graduates from college, of course, I'm going to put that, I know some people out there that haven't graduated from college can work in Japan, but let's just forget that side case. Everyone that wants to work in Japan and, you know, understands the job market, of course, should be able to find a job in Japan, no problem, right? I think you can. But you just got to get rid of these stupid mistakes that people make. You're not going to make those mistakes, okay? Because you listen to this show, okay? Don't make these silly mistakes. Get a picture that is the normalest picture possible. Be professional. Make sure your cover letter is good. Make sure your resume is good. Don't send the same header to every single person. Dear hiring manager at let's see, a big company here. Dear hiring manager at Nova English School, and you send it to everyone, including GEOS English schools and, you know, One Coin English schools. You know, I mean, that happens a lot, right? Make sure you make unique resumes, at least in the title, for all the jobs you apply for. Then, if you're applying for a job in Japan, you don't have to wait for that moment, but if you're going to apply for Japan right now, do your on-demand interview so people can see it. Make sure it's shareable. You got to make sure it's findable. I'll put the link to how to do that. But make sure that that employers can click it, because they could find you then, right? And you should be able to find a job, guys. Don't overthink this. Just don't make stupid mistakes either, right? Be positive. Be professional. Appear pleasant. And you should be able to find a job in Japan as long as you avoid these stupid mistakes. Okay, guys? Next week, we will be back at it with an interview with somebody. I promise it's been a long time since I had an interview. The good news is a lot of people seem to like that I do, and I do solo shows, because I get a few emails saying, so a few people said, hey, here's an idea for an interview. And a few people said, hey, just keep doing solo shows. So I want to do interviews, though, too. I don't want to do all solo shows because it's kind of, I don't know. I want to do interviews too, because I like talking to people and learning stuff myself. So, but I'm definitely going to keep doing solo shows as well. But anyways, that's it. Everyone can find a job in Japan if they want it, right? Just common sense, guys and gals, okay? But until then, I'll see you next week with a cool interview about working in Japan in some way. But until next time, what do you got to do? Have more fun. See you.
Thanks for listening to the Inside Japan podcast. If you would like to keep the discussion going, have any questions, or want to read hundreds of articles about having more fun while living in Japan, head to altinsider.com. To find your first or next job in Japan, head to jobsinjapan.com and sign up today. Check back often, as you never know when your next job will go online. See you next time here on Inside Japan. Jobs in Japan. Dot com.